All right. Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lurzel.
And Stephanie Domingo.
I come to you from Detroit, Michigan, where I record on land belonging to the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, and Wyandot Nations.
And I come to you from Medellin, Colombia, where I'm recording on land belonging to the Karina peoples.
Nice. So these are some of many nations still very much out here doing their thing, and we would like to acknowledge that.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, Beyond Reproach is the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics and government. But today, this is a mini-sode, and we're just doing whatever the hell we want.
Hey.
Yeah, that is that is Dev. We have a guest today. We're doing the guest thing this month. So you've heard his name countless time on the show, and I figure it was time for you to officially sort of meet him.
When I was a kid at school, learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never, never tell a lie?
Out from behind the scenes.
So, okay. I appreciate the introduction. Thank you. And I appreciate all of the ending shout outs. They always, all the like changes. Oh my God. They make me happy. They make my fiance happy too.
Amazing.
But yeah.
Oh yeah. You should tell that story about how you found us and we found you.
So, okay. Let's see. So first off, I come to you from Castle Rock, where it's land belonging to the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes. So I moved to Colorado, I'd say about 2.5 years ago, and hadn't really had any audio jobs, hadn't really done a whole lot of networking out here yet. I was still really just getting adjusted to, you know, the cold because I moved in the winter.
Oh no,
which was not a good choice.
That was not the way.
Oh my God, not the way. But yeah.
Where did you move from? Sorry to interrupt.
I moved from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, that's right. Mm. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So Midwest transplant, Midwest. Basically. Yes. Yeah.
But you went colder. Why?
Yeah, like and way more bipolar. I didn't think it got more bipolar than Chicago, but I was wrong. I miscalculated. Like we got, just as a joke, like I think we got 7 inches in our last snowstorm 3-4 days ago. And I was just like, wow, this is light. And the combination of how the combination of how much snow we've had this year, I've just been like, if it stops here, this will be a little bit of a midwinter. But anyway, the only friends that we had out here were my fiance's longtime friends that she'd had since she also lived in Indianapolis. And we met up with them and had a couple of really nice hangouts, a Thanksgiving even. And then I believe sometime around there, we were talking about podcasts and her friend was just talking about the 3 to 4 different podcasts that she was listening to this week specifically. And she said one of them was looking for an audio engineer. And the next thing I knew, I think my fiance was just kind of looking at me with like those eyes, like you're gonna put an application in, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, next thing I knew, I was already on the website and sending you guys a message. And yeah, that was, you know, basically the end of that. It's been a pretty fun journey so far on the weekly basis, like not being able to control what I learn about. It is fantastic.
Is it? Okay, I'm glad.
It is.
I'm glad. Not traumatic.
No, definitely not. I have ADD, so it's just a really interesting, just like, okay, sweet. I'm getting a little history lesson this week. And like, I
just
don't know,
along for the journey.
Yeah, it's awesome. Sometimes I drink for the editing, sometimes not. But, you
love it.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the stories, it helps.
That's real.
I could, you know what, I will say that the most notable story that I was just like, okay, I'm gonna edit some of this tomorrow, tomorrow, I'm going to edit this with a drink because I was like, okay, I grew up, you know, really enjoying being in a car and traveling and stuff like that. So I enjoyed highways, right? Being super naive and being like, man, highways are awesome. These are great. And then listening to the episode, I think it was like maybe November or December, where it was just like gentrification, highways, relationship there. Yeah. And I was like, oh man.
So yeah,
we'll ruin anything for you.
In the best way possible, I will say.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see. I am 31, just turned 31, December 26th. Pretty awesome birthday and New Year's like weekend too. And I'm currently in school, still in school to be an audio engineer, getting my BA from Full Sail University in audio production. And I'm scheduled to graduate I'm done with classes come February of next year. And I think I'll be graduating in May. So I'm looking forward to it. But then that other 50% of me is like, you're going to miss being a student.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been a pretty nice journey from where I started to where I am, to say the least, because I thought I knew audio before. And I think I know audio now, but I feel like in 10 months, I'm going to be like,
Yeah.
And let's see how audio plays into everything else in my life. These are all like mini categories. So like, feel free to interject for sure. But I produce 2 podcasts already, and I'm hoping that just kind of morphs into like a whole, you know, just podcasting catalog where I'm not necessarily editing one podcast, but I'm helping people put together the idea of podcasts and audio and video and, you know, content creation, stuff like that.
So you're editing 2 podcasts in addition to ours or including ours?
Including yours right now.
Okay, right now.
Best case scenario, it'll end up being 3 total, but I'm rebranding my podcast into something else. So I'm trying to figure out that lane. And when that comes back, it'll jump back to being another, you know, 3 podcasts a week situation, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the other podcast called that you edit?
It's called Stiff Peaks Podcast. It's a podcast I do with my fiance. We basically just kind of talk about relationship stuff, but then we also talk about, you know, pop culture stuff. And then I also try to make her laugh with really stupid TikTok videos. So.
Okay.
I didn't know you had a podcast with your fiance. That's so cool.
Her job has ramped up the last, I'd say, 3 weeks. Boo. So we haven't really been able to put out as much content as we would like, but we're writing, I think we're in the middle of writing the first 2 episodes back. I think we've learned a grip from you guys, by the
way.
Really? Yeah, for
sure. Like what? Wow.
For sure. Like, just how to stay on target and on track with putting 1 podcast out per week. You would think that that's an easy thing, but it's not.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
It's
the hardest part.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And like, I think
the
last thing that we need is that consistency, because it's taken a while for us to understand the audio stuff. The video stuff has also been an endeavor that
you're doing video as well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like on YouTube? I need to check this out. Why are we just learning about this? Yeah.
I'll send you a link to our latest episode basically a channel in general. Because now it's morphed into reaction videos too. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it on the show notes of this episode so the listeners can check it out.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. So other than the podcasting stuff and like hoping that morphs into its own thing, I'm also a musician in a couple different ways too. So I play violin. That's the very first thing that I started playing, like in general. And I started in late middle school, early high school. And I'm hoping, you know, that just kind of morphs into just a hobby where I can just jump into some audio workstation and just kind of put anything together that sounds good. I don't know if I necessarily want to like get on stage per se. I think most of me wants to, but for right now I'm just kind of enjoying the fact that, you know, violin stuff combined with like making beats and producing like, you know, house music and stuff like that. It's pretty fun.
I love like a classical instrument like that in sort of like a modern music,
yeah,
you know.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm always trying to find like the best way to implement a violin into being a DJ, but that's easier said than done. Just like putting out one episode a week. Yeah. But I think I'm getting there. Like, I think I'm in the middle of learning The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia, Moth to a Flame. Violin. Yeah. Okay. And
that's hoping so to cool.
mesh that with my latest like set list, which at the end of it is it's a house remix of that song. So yeah.
Nice.
Other than that.
Are you on SoundCloud?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'll
put that in the show notes as well.
For sure. Yeah. The latest track that I'm producing right now, it's actually a final for the class this month. It's called I. And basically just about everything that I'm realizing around me at the moment. I think you guys kind of have a play in that too, but yeah. I mean, you can't help but like notice what's happening in the country at all times, but
yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's we get, you know, we try really hard not to do anything that's too current because it's just like overwhelming. It's
absolutely. Yeah.
Soul crushing. Yeah. I understand that because everybody probably just got done listening to their media and talk about that certain thing. And they're just like,
exactly.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Like echo.
Yeah.
But then, illuminating.
Yeah. But then everything we do talk about still sort of ties into.
Yes.
What's happening now. Oh, like every episode. I'm just
every
like.
Every episode. Hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
How is this going to play? Oh, 20 seconds in.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, I'm glad that we were able to get the WAVE version of, you know, the episodes out so that, like, you guys' bigger voices could be heard instead of them being, like, MP3, you know, compressed down and stuff like that. Just because room noise that we had previously, it's, like, basically nobody's friend. And Tux, you have a silky smooth voice. Like, You can't have room noise with that kind of voice. Like, it's radio happy already.
And, silky smooth. I love that. It's like velvet.
Your charisma, like, you can't have room noise with that either. Like,
oh, the compliments. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
We're definitely, you know, enjoying all the work that you've been doing.
Yeah, the sound is incredible.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you picked things up pretty quickly. There was, you know, like in the first couple of weeks, maybe a month, there was a little bit of sort of getting used to the way things are done. And then after that, it was just smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a really nice relationship, really nice professional relationship so far, for sure. And I'm looking forward to next year's October, by the way. That was my first year around. We're really going to have some fun this upcoming October.
Oh, with all the like spooky sounds and stuff.
Of course. Yeah.
For sure. Obviously, keep all of the same ones that we like from previous years. But like now that I realized what you guys kind of wanted at the end of it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little bit more creepy.
Yeah. I think one of our listeners said something like, she's like, oh, I'm so sad that October's over because I love all your Halloween episodes, but God damn it, that witch had to die.
I wasn't too happy about that sound after the third week. The first week I was like, oh, yeah. Second week I was like, oh. Third week I was like, oh, it's just too high frequency.
Yeah, it's too much. I went too far.
Yeah, definitely. I love going too far.
Thing. Yeah. I enjoy it, by the way. You guys do a solid job. Plus, I enjoy all the drinks. Like, I think I'm going to start. I think I'm going to start following along with the drinks.
You should. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're posted on the Instagram. So it's like, okay. Plus, I get to hear a little blurb about how it's made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long do you spend on a like weekly basis putting together your stories?
Oh, it's hard. It depends on the story for me.
Some
I get the stories, sentiment on that too.
Yeah, are bigger. And some stories are smaller, but just like harder to do.
Yeah.
Because they're really emotional. Yeah, I don't know. Tux, do you like, can you quantify it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, you know, that like the redlining story that I did and the story about the rebellion in Detroit. Those two stories really, like, I was researching that shit for months, like trying to make sure that I got it right and sort of understood what was happening. And I still, once we went to sat down and record, I was like, oh, I don't know anything about these stupid snipers.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's good. These are, this is, I'm sure people at home were thinking the same thing. And I was like, I don't know, you know? But yeah, I was like going to the Detroit Historical Museum to try and learn everything I could about what happened. And, you know, like Stephanie said, some stories are bigger than others. But for the most part, I try, you know, you came on and started working with us at a very sort of transitional time for all of us, I think. Okay. Yes. Stephanie is traveling internationally. I just bought a house that I'm fixing up. So I'm at this place where I kind of, you know, I still have a paid job, but I sort of stepped away from it a little bit and I'm only working part-time so that I can work on our house, because the house is a huge project. It's a, you know, a two-family house. So I'm essentially renovating two houses at the same time right now.
It's a full-time job.
Interesting. So did you buy a fixer-upper and you were just like, nah, I'm gonna make this mine kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a, I mean, it's definitely a fixer-upper, but we bought a duplex on purpose because we're like, oh, it'll be, you know, what a great financial decision. We'll have income. It's passive income.
Yeah.
Not really thinking about the fact that it meant that we were going to have to come up with the money to renovate two houses all at once up front before we started turning a profit on it. So yeah, I'm like, just recently have been trying to force myself to sort of take time to say, like, I'm going to work on the house 3 days a week. I'm going to work on my paid work 2 days a week. And I'm going to work on the podcast 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. Or, and maybe I'll get a day off every once in a while too.
I feel that. I understand that. So to the combination of jobs that I'm doing right now to get through school is a lot like, okay, if I get a day off, I'm asleep. Because that's the only thing to do. But so I'm a part-time substitute teacher, which is really hilarious daily endeavor because it changes. I usually don't end up at the same school like week to week to week. I may take, you know, 2 or 3 day assignments and stuff like that. But
what grades
do you usually,
it usually ends up being third or fourth grade. Like that's kind of been what the overall availability has been for like 3 or 4 years that I've done this. But yeah, I've done everything from kindergartners all the way up to eighth graders.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely a span. And out here in Colorado, there's a pretty decent chance you'll see like 3 or 4 age groups in a day just because they're charter schools. For another supplemental side of income, I also do DoorDash. So it's the freelancer life until I become an actual freelancer next year.
Always hustling. That's
feast or famine. I love it. I love it.
But it gives you flexibility. Like I want to become freelance, like hopefully within the next like 1 to 2 years.
I feel that. It does give you flexibility that's very unique. And like, it's very different for every freelancer too. That's what's really crazy about it. Depending on somebody's personality style, they could literally be like, oh no, I don't touch nights. I don't work nights.
Yeah.
Because I'll fall asleep at the wheel. That's basically me.
Yeah, that would be me too. I have sort of like night blindness on the road.
I understand that. Yeah. I have to drive a decent portion, you know, of nights because my fiance has the same problem. Yeah, that's difficult for you guys.
I don't know what it is. It's like I've heard that there's like glasses that you can get, but basically it's sort of like the contrast between headlights, like how bright headlights are and how dark everything else is. I sort of like can't see anything but the lights coming out.
Really?
Yeah, I understand that. Interesting.
I did not know that about you. Is that recent? I hate
driving at night. No, I've always been like that.
Oh, you've always been like that.
Okay. I just sort of dealt with it when I was younger. It's getting harder for me to like, you know, want to bother with it now.
Yeah. I feel that.
She's like, no, I fucking hate this. I don't want to do this.
I feel that.
Well, hello there. Do you wish your high school history course had more drinking, more swearing, and more ladies?
Well, do we have the show for you. Her Story on the Rocks is a long-form podcast talking about good women, bad women, fictional women, and non-fictional women from all times and places.
Basically, each week we pair two women who we research with a themed signature cocktail.
You won't be sorry you listened to our latest episode.
Available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Cheers! Cheers!
One last, like, quirky fact about me that I'll say. I've been injured for the last 2.5, going on 3 months. And it's the first time I've ever been seriously injured before. It has been a patriarchal humbling. Okay. Because before, I played a lot of sports. And not going to lie, I talked a lot of shit to my fiance, too. Like, I just kind of, you know, the Capricorn in me is just like, let's just kind of have fun with it, you know? But I got a really healthy dose of reality when I was playing basketball with some high schoolers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I know where this is going.
I went up for a rebound, and it was a 50-50 opportunity. So I could have gotten it. Another person could have gotten it. I was lucky to get the rebound, or unlucky. I don't know. I landed on the ground first and started to turn to go up on offense. And the dude just landed on the back of my calf muscle. And I just immediately fell to the ground. Life has been very different since then.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn. It's okay. I got lucky and, like, I didn't break anything.
Yeah.
Because now that I've been injured for this long, like, after playing so many sports, I realized that, like, I was probably a couple degrees away from breaking something and having another trauma situation. But yeah, it's been a beautiful situation too.
Humbling
at the same time. Very humbling, because I was working myself to the bone before, not really, you know, taking advantage of my time very well, not really inherently being able to, you know, take advantage of friends and family time very well. And that forced me to sit my ass down. Couldn't move really for the first 2 weeks because it was incredibly swollen, you know, and like a lot of my movement was completely just gone at that point. But yeah, I slowly worked it all the way back, and I just started running in a basketball court like 2-3 days ago. And like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been nice getting back to, you know, a normal kind of life. But for the last 3 months, it's been me, you guys, and audio. So
damn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How is it feeling when you're trying to run on it?
I still look like an awkward, like, deflated duck, I would say. Like, on one side of my body, I definitely have some gusto, some, you know, normalcy is there, but the other side, I'm still kind of scared to put my normal amount of weight back in it, and like my body in itself is just like, I don't trust this limb yet, it's not that strong. So
did you do PT?
Yeah, definitely a decent amount of PT.
Okay, good.
A lot of patience, because I have the personality type to rush things. So
you just gotta let it heal.
It's taken its sweet time. It happened in mid-November, and I went to the doctor, I say 3 or 4 days after that, and the doctor was like, "All right, so you're gonna be down until the end of December, and things probably aren't gonna be normal until February." And I was like, "You're lying. You don't know what are you talking about? You don't know how this works." I'm gonna be back in a week. Surely self-assured.
To be young again, to feel like your body will just like bounce back.
After the most traumatic stuff.
I mean, that's
after jumping
like
off of like buildings or like jumping off of trees, your body's just like, just give me 20 minutes, you're fine. Now it's like, you're gonna need 2 weeks, or 2 months, or 2 years, depending on what you do.
I'm the kind of person that I'm like, oh my god, I did something so minimal and basic, I'm like, I'm never gonna recover from this.
Bury me.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel that now. I feel that now. I could get winded, you know, before, just like tying my shoes and stuff like that. But We played Just Dance just like I think it was last weekend. I'm still recovering from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Wow. Life lessons over here.
Yeah. Life lesson episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's real, though. Our bodies do change, and we have to be gentle with them, even though it's not our normal. It sounds like it's not your normal impulse to be gentle with yourself.
Nope. Not at all. Nope. Yeah. My impulse is just, okay, come on. Hurry up. Yeah.
Get I just need done. To drink some Mountain Dew, and I'll be fine.
Drink some cold water. You just throw some water on the wound. Just, you'll be fine. It's okay. Yeah, 30-year-old bodies don't go for that no more.
Just wait.
I'm like, I've heard you talk about
being 40 a couple times. You know what? Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm not quite there yet, but almost. Almost. Excited. Yeah.
It's coming.
How old are you?
We're both 39.
I think we're both 39.
Both 39? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Less than 6 months away from 40.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so that's why Columbia had to happen. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's part
of it.
Got
to celebrate the 40s together. Absolutely. Yeah,
and I had a breakup, and I knew last year that I needed to just do something. So, yeah.
I understand that. Kudos to you.
Yeah, I'm like, it's now or never before I get trapped by another man.
I feel that. Has your trip been everything you wanted it to be so far, minus the audio troubles?
Yeah, it has been. Like, it's been really, really nice. Awesome. Like, I didn't have a lot of expectations other than I wanted to see something different and just, you know, experience life outside of the U.S. And it's been really illuminating in ways that I didn't know, like, I was going to be shocked by. Okay. I think I mentioned this on one of the podcasts about just having women on money, regular women, not sexy women, on currency. Oh my God. That
rattled
me.
They
just have this. And then I look at our dollars and I'm like, we just have enslavers on our money. Like,
yeah.
There are other ways to have to, you know, promote people. Like, there's so many different things that just
are
being
you gonna
here
keep
for.
Some of the funds that have women on the face?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Of course. That's what's up.
They're becoming souvenirs, sadly. Sad up. Souvenirs. But yeah, I've enjoyed my time here. I've learned a lot about myself. And yeah, I'm having a really good experience.
It's awesome.
Overall. But it's life. You know, there are struggles. Like, being here does not eliminate anything that I was struggling with before. It's just a little different. It definitely feels nice to be away from the pressure of, like, I mean, there's racism everywhere, but like, not to have to deal with white people has been so nice.
I'm just chilling here in Colorado, just jealous.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It is totally fine. I'm glad one of us is getting enjoyment. I am vicariously living through you.
Have you been outside the country?
Nope, but I'm telling my girl, fiance that it's happening soon, because
you gotta treat yourself to it's like I don't know. It's like I put down a heavy bag and I didn't even realize it. And it's just, it's very light over here.
That's amazing. Nice. Tux, have you been outside of the country?
Yeah, I've been to Europe a bunch,
okay,
like in high school and college, and then after sort of just traveling with my husband. Okay. But we were just in Mexico 2 months
ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not even 2 months ago. And that was incredible. Yeah.
I'm using you guys as the friend group that's, you know, international, that's aware of life outside of the country. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to manifest this energy.
Yes.
Yeah. This passport. Probably at the end of this year, because I said I was going to get it at the end of last year and I didn't. So
you're doing it this year. You've said it on a podcast. It has to come true, or you're going to be a liar.
Truth.
I love it. I like the motivation.
That's how I do anything, though. I tell people about it and I'm like, oh, now I can't be a liar. I gotta do shit.
You gotta do it.
Hold yourself accountable. Yeah.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, it's after the first one or two times you do it, it's just sort of like,
yeah,
it's just like anything else. You know, you get used to traveling and sort of learning the way different cultures are and different cities are and stuff. And it, it becomes a lot less intimidating than you think it is. It's not, you know, it's not scary at all.
I think if you can be humbled, which you already have been, it's a familiar feeling, especially when you travel in a place where you don't know the language well. My Spanish is still so poor, but I have a really good attitude about it, and like I know enough Spanish to say how bad my Spanish is and to apologize, and like people appreciate that.
That's awesome. I've heard that goes a long way.
It really does, because a lot of people do know a little bit of English, but they feel maybe like a little shame about like not having perfect English. But if they see you and hear you with your, you know, the worst Spanish they've ever heard, they're more likely to, you know, try to chat back with you, which is nice.
It's fair.
Yeah.
And encouraging.
Yeah. Really, I think that Americans, or at least I think there are some Americans who have this fear, like I don't want to look bad, you know, in front of someone else. Like
I want to fear for sure.
And I think it's very male. I didn't want to say this, but it's so true. I think
men especially
want to be like perfect, or you know, not appear to struggle, but like that's not real.
Yeah. And
people don't like when you are, you know, you close yourself off because you don't want to look silly or whatever. Like it's you got to let that shit go.
Okay.
And traveling helps you do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forces you to do that, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's motivational. I'm keeping that in mind. Yeah, I'm hoping the first go outside of this country is either going to be Canada. Vancouver is such a nice, attractive option. I don't know why. Just being completely surrounded by woods sounds awesome. And you know, the climate over there for sure. But if it's somewhere that's not connected to us, I would say Costa Rica, or going to Sweden, a country that has a woman president, a woman leader, like I want a culture shock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want that for you. Vancouver is very gorgeous. Oh yeah. New Zealand.
Oof, New Zealand. Ooh, that would be flight crazy. Though. That would be, that's the reason I'm waiting for it. I'm just like, okay, let me work my way up. Let me get a little bit more outdoors.
Yeah, I think that as your first move is a little too much.
Yeah, I'm trying to come back, Tux. I do want to come back and, you know, still finish some things here. Yeah. Thanks for the tips.
Yeah.
A lot of things that I'm definitely going to be taking with me over the next couple of years, trying to get some new experiences. Cause this American shit getting old.
So. Yeah. Listen to your elders, treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. But yeah. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for all the work that you're doing with the show. Seriously. I feel like it's things are sounding just better and better. Every episode, it sounds better than the last. So
I love your spin on it. Like you do this, like, I don't know, echoey thing. That's like really cool.
Oh yeah.
It's like your signature.
Yeah. I try to, you know, one of the things that they're teaching us in school is to get good at everything that you're doing, but if you can do something a different way than everybody else and stick out, that's always going to be the best route. I'll have to send you guys a couple mixes sometime so you can listen to those. The beginning and the ends, I usually slow the songs all the way down and speed them all the way up at the beginning, and then at the very end, just for a really cool effect, I'll do some of the similar things that we do in the podcast, but I'll slow a song all the way down, so it's like half the BPM that it normally is. Okay. Just adds a little bit of finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'd love to hear that.
Well, thank you again. This has been really fun. We've all been on a learning journey today. So yeah, thanks again. And I want to say thank you to everyone for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lerzel.
And Stephanie Domingo.
And
oh, sorry, Devin. sorry.
I like that you're just nodding. You're like, yes.
Yeah. And I thought it was going to go straight to, and thanks to our audio editor.
Oh, okay.
I was going to be okay, there's my cue. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And thanks to you, to our audio editor, Dev. We really couldn't do this without you.
No. It's...
You are an integral part of the team for sure.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you guys either.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, bye y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show. Go.